Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Dance Parent Podcast. It's Jake and Jana. Thanks again for joining us this week.
And this week, we are talking about goal setting and how you can best support your dancers' goals. And we were just talking about this, and I think one of the most common things we hear from dance parents is, well, I don't know, I didn't dance, I don't know anything about it, I don't know how to help them achieve their goals. But you know so much more than you think you do on how to support them, even if it's not about dance directly. Because the same things that make any goal attainable are the same things with dance, and that's setting realistic goals and breaking down the steps of how to get there.
Absolutely. And so I think the first thing is starting with knowing that you have a lot to offer them and you have a lot to help in that process, even if you can't teach them the dance steps, so to speak.
And a lot of times, I mean, we've talked about it so much in other episodes, right? Like we have a whole episode titled, It's Never Too Late. And it's true. We see dancers that do all these things past the normal timeline, mm-hmm. or they decide a little late that they want to dance in college and they go on to do it, or decide they want to dance professionally, but at 12, they could barely do a three-step turn. Like we see it happen a lot. And I feel like we've done so many episodes about dream big and it's never too late and you can do all these things. And all of that is true. But I also think that dancers that have these big goals have got to set up the baby steps along the way of how to get there. And that's where I think parents, you can come in and be so helpful, even if you don't know what those baby steps are, and helping them realize that they need those baby steps to get to the goal.
100%.
So, and that applies to anything, right? That's not just dance. But a story I like is one time there was a student that I had that had switched over from another studio, and she came in and was talking about that she, just her future plans. I was asking her what she wanted to do, and she said, well, I want to get a dance scholarship to go to college, but then I don't want to actually dance in college. I want to get a nursing degree. And so that is not really a thing that exists. Now, right. Obviously with academics, something like that can happen, but that'd be like a kid saying, I want to get a football scholarship to go to OU, but I'm not going to play on the team. Right. It's not a thing. But no one had really ever broken it down for her that that is not
how it works,
a thing, right? And how it works. And so she had been going about up until she was 16, 17 years old, thinking that that was a thing. And then I said, okay, well, and she said, so I want to get my degree in nursing, and then I want to dance professionally for a few years before I go on to be a nurse. I said, okay, what sort of dancing do you want to do? And she said, well, I really want to be a pro on Dancing with the Stars. And so I said, okay, how much ballroom training have you had? And she said, well, I've never taken a ballroom class. And I think those are just those examples of where, could this girl have danced? Sure. Are you going to be one of 10 professional ballroom dancers on one of the biggest TV shows in the nation with no ballroom training at this age? Probably not, right? So I don't think the answer always has to be, sometimes I think parents go one way or another. And it's, yes, you can dream anything and anything's possible. And I think even as a teacher, I can tend to sway more to that side of things as well. Or then I think there's also parents that are just very quick to go, no, you can't dance in college. You can't make a living dancing. You've never even been in the top five at a dance competition. When none of that really matters to making some of those goals happen. And so I think the whole point of this episode and all the things we're going to dive into is how to best support them in finding those baby steps toward their goals. And maybe as they do those baby steps, they find that the goal changes or it shifts a little bit. Maybe the goal increases, right? And it becomes more difficult because along the way with those baby steps, they find they're capable of more than they thought. But breaking it down to these baby steps is so, so important.
For sure. And I think the first thing that they have to do that's going to be so helpful for them is to experience their said goal. And they have to know what that actually looks like, what that entails. And a lot of times, like you said, very quickly, they will discern and they will know if that is still going to be a goal for them.
Mm-hmm. But they have to see it all the time, right? And I've watched kids crush their goals and achieve them and get into the dream dance college that they had never gone to actually visit in person, only to get there and realize
it's not for me.
That's not where I want to be. No. I'm not happy. So I think experiencing the goal and really knowing what achieving it looks like you said, is so, so important. You know, I think for this girl, it would have been helpful. Who are these people that are the pros on Dancing with the Stars, and what did they do to get there? Right. I hear this one a lot from students. I just want to teach on convention one day.
Yeah.
You know, okay. So let's look at the people that are teaching on convention and what steps did they take to getting there? Because in most cases, and that's changing with social media, let's be real here too. Even 10 years ago, I would say they had to have such an extensive career before that could happen. Now, sometimes it's feeling more and more like, well, if you have enough followers and enough of a following, you can definitely get hired from a convention. But regardless, like, they need to know what all of that looks like.
And all paths are going to be different, but there are a lot of common threads and through lines.
Mm-hmm. So this will kind of go down several different paths as we're talking about the rest of the things. But I think college programs and professional paths, it's so important. If we have a dancer that is 13 and up and is saying, okay, professionally, this is what I want to do, or I want to go into college for it, that's the time to start really looking at what does that look like. And I think that includes going and visiting these schools for sure, going and seeing shows that are at these schools, getting to know people that are at these schools.
Talking to other students at that school.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's, I want to jump straight into the commercial dance world, or I want to jump straight into the ballet world, talking to people about what that really looks like. If they want to jump into the ballet world, they need to go and do a legit summer ballet intensive with a company somewhere where they are there doing ballet with the company in their school at a minimum of 2 weeks. And I would say 4 weeks would be better if possible, to just really see what does that look like. Because it's fun for so many dancers. I mean, look at our kids that have gone on to do this. It's fun for them. They do it all day, every day now. Mm-hmm. But I think for a lot of dancers, that's fun to do for a week. But after 4 weeks, do you still love it? Is this what you really want life to look like? Is doing ballet all day, every day? And yes, for some, they eat it up, right? And for some, it's like, oh, I liked taking 5 classes a week. I don't know that I love the idea of doing this 8 hours a day. So I think helping to find opportunities, and we are more than happy to help find these opportunities for them too. And I love when this can be a relationship between the dancer, parent, and teacher to help them find these experiences. But I think that's one of the most important things that we can do, is show them what does it look like to actually achieve this goal.
Well, and the other thing that I think we've talked about a lot is, for some reason, lots of times dancers get started a little bit late on this process of the college thing or the next phase, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially college.
Especially college. And I think it's challenging, and it's hard because people that are going into college for other things don't necessarily have to start that early. If you're going into, if you're going to go get your education degree, or you're going into engineering, like, you don't necessarily have to start your freshman year looking into the programs. Maybe you do, but these programs are so, they're exclusive, and they're not everywhere. It's not like everyone has a dance program, like everyone has an education program. So it is incumbent upon them to do their due diligence and start figuring out where they might fit and where they might be interested in, and then making those steps.
Well, let's really talk about that,
right,
too. Like, let's break down the exact timetable here. Please, if you have a dancer that's older and they are just now, look, it can be done, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't want this to sound like here, I'm back to my Jana, it's never too late, because it's not, right? There are dancers that do this all the time. But for those of you that have younger dancers that think they want to dance in college, their freshman year, they really need to start doing the research of which programs they're interested in. And I think ideally that's a large list, right? It doesn't need to be down to 3 or 4 top schools yet. But just looking into lots of them that they're interested in, because almost all of these college dance programs have summer intensives. Mm-hmm. And in addition to your dancer getting to really experience what that program is like, that faculty is making decisions right then and there. And so if they love working with your dancer at their summer intensive, and some of these schools take dancers in their summer intensives after their sophomore year, some are only after their junior year. But if they see them after their sophomore year and they're like, yeah, we love them. Yeah, and then great. You go back again after your junior year, and then you walk in and they have spent two summers with you and they loved you and you loved them, you're going to feel way different auditioning for that school. And your chances are going to be so much better than if they're experiencing you and you are experiencing them for the very first time.
You got to think about it a lot like how these universities and colleges do sports camps as well, mm-hmm. right? So kids go and they start camping in eighth grade, freshman year, sophomore year, and they get seen by the coaches and then they are offered later on, right? But it's that networking. It's that meeting the people within those programs that are making those decisions that is so, so important.
And so, okay, if some of these summer intensives are taking kids when they're sophomores, and actually I think OU's is like young. They've done auditions at Theater Arts several times. And I think that's like 13 and 14 mm-hmm. year olds for their summer intensive. So there's some that are very young. But okay, so you have to audition for it. So these kids need to already be kind of having an idea of, by my sophomore year, which summer intensives do I want to audition for? Because those auditions are going to be sometimes in the fall, definitely in the spring of their sophomore year, to go their sophomore summer. And then maybe to go again, or maybe they get there and they don't love it. And so they go to a different mm-hmm. one, their junior summer. There's all these different ways this could play out. But it's just so common that a kid hits August of their senior year and goes, hey, I think I want to dance in college. And it can still be done. It can definitely still be done. It's just more difficult. So if you have a younger dancer that's saying they want to dance in college, encouraging them to start this process now is so, so helpful. And quick commercial too. We're about to start the studio next fall, between us and Stephanie Andrews
and some of the rest of our faculty.
Yes. A like college prep course for students that are wanting to go into music or music theater or dance programs in college. And just the whole process, the auditioning, this preparing for summer intensives, all of it. So we're super excited about that as well.
Good PSA.
Yes. okay. So not exactly what this whole episode is about college, but I just think that's such a common one where this comes into play, is like really looking at how to prepare for it. But another big one is, and I think for a lot of people that are listening to this podcast, some of you are just to the point where your dancer is wanting to audition for a competitive team for the first time. And I think with that, there can be a whole breakdown on this too. Is your dancer taking all the classes they would have to take if they were on this competition team? Have they been to a dance competition?
Do they know what that looks like, what that entails, the time that takes?
Right. And it doesn't have to mean that they're competing. But I would say if a dancer wants to be on a competition team, go watch the competition. Go see what it looks like. Go see what it's like to be on one of these teams just by watching. They're also going to be way more prepared when they show up to their first competition with the team to dance. Oh, this is what this looks like. This is how this works, rather than taking it all in at one time. Another thing is, dancers can go to these dance conventions and take the classes with the dance company without actually already being on the team that's competing. So if that's something that your dancer has been interested in, I say go. I can't tell you how many times we've had dancers. We just had one go to Tremaine with us recently that wasn't on the team. And oh my, like in her element, like so clearly loved it. Yes, this is her thing. But there could very much be one that goes and experiences all this and goes, this is not what I thought it was going
to
be.
And better to find that out.
For sure, before committing to a team and the finances and all the things for a year. So here we are again with, I just think, experiencing the goal as much as possible. And what does that look like? What would it feel like? I think all of that is super, super important. We're big believers in like visualization and experiencing what something would feel like when you want to achieve it. And so I think as parents, especially with younger dancers or even teen dancers, let's definitely be real here. I think sometimes they just need someone to encourage them to find, even if you don't know what that is within dance, encouraging them to find the steps of what are the baby steps? What would this goal look like? And really encouraging them to find all that.
I think also encouraging them to reach out to those people to talk to them and see what that is actually like. And I feel like I have so many conversations with older teens when they're looking to get into programs or whatever that like, have you spoken to some of these other kids that are going here that are doing this? What was their experience? And for whatever reason in this age of, you know, we can contact LeBron on Instagram and DM him. Like there's such a reticence, if you will, of like, oh, I don't know if I should do that. Like sometimes they're resistant. And I think that can be their biggest weapon in all of this to like really figure out if this something is for them.
100%. Yes. Cause yeah. And in some cases it's just not realistic to put yourself in the environment and exactly see what that looks like. For a dancer that's saying that their ultimate goal is that they want to be in a Broadway show, you can go watch it, but I mean, right. We can't really go just put you on the Broadway stage and go to a rehearsal and see how that works, right? But I think you can reach out to people. I think you can always reach out to people, especially while they're kids, right? Like,
people want to help kids. They do.
Yes. So anyone you can find to bounce some of the stuff off of, do it. Right? Information gathering and encouraging your dancer to information gather for themselves is such a valuable tool.
And then after information gathering, to really make tangible steps towards these goals.
Yes.
I think that is one of the biggest things that I think a lot of kids don't understand today is that to get from here to my goal, there are a bunch of little baby steps in between that are not only necessary, but helpful to get there. And a lot of times we think that we got to go from 0 subscribers to 2 million subscribers overnight. And that's just not how it works. Mm-hmm. And so to set those steps and go, okay, cool, this is the direction I'm going. Let's do this next. And maybe that changes, like you said earlier, maybe that changes and that's okay. But you at least have the momentum that you're going a direction and you can pivot and go, oh, but now I want to go over here. But make sure you have those steps lined out with them so that they are seeing tangible results.
Yep. And like we said, this can go from like the giant things like college and professional stuff down to just like, I want to be better at turning. I want to have better flexibility. And I think starting these things with your dancers when they're young and even if these are just little conversations in the car on the way to dance, you know, but okay, you don't feel like you're great at that and you want to be great at that. What little steps can you take to get there? And that's where they need your guidance because they don't always go there initially on their own.
Also throw this out there. I feel like a lot of the students that start doing this have a lot of success writing them down as well, you know, whether it's in a journal or whatever, but when they start writing them down and then go back and revisit that, sometimes that is just huge and a paramount step for them.
Yes. And especially when they can look back and see how much they've accomplished too. You want to talk like developing real confidence and self-esteem when they can look back and see like, oh,
I made these goals.
I wanted to achieve this and I did. Huge.
That will go far reaching into their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that is pretty much this episode, and I hope that it's helpful. I want to say a quick, giant thank you. Lots of you have sent in some really great requests for episodes lately, and we have a list going, and actually every request that I've seen is wonderful. So just know that your episode is coming, and we're super excited to talk about some things. Really, just in the last week or two, I've had so many great ones. And there's one more thing we want to talk about too. Okay. So you know that we love Jolie and Thierry with NYCDA more than anything. But there's really another person that I think you guys should check out who I think her heart as a teacher and educator and parent within this whole dance thing is just excellent. We love listening to her too. Go check out Changing Lives with Kim McSwain. So Kim is a teacher and she's teach with a convention. She's starting her own. I think it's going to be awesome. We're real excited about it. but she has a lot of just like real,
she is real talk. Real, you guys. Yeah.
But I think it's really helpful and I love listening to it. And for those of you that just want something a little more and a little extra, you should definitely check her out. So Changing Lives with Kim McSwain, MCSWAIN.
What does she do? Is it like Parent Talk Tuesdays or something like that?
Yeah, it's on Tuesdays. Yeah. And I know there's some of you that listen to her. I think we briefly mentioned her before on an episode, but
she's great.
It's really she's great. Wonderful. It's probably a little more blunt and in your face than we might be on some things, but it all comes from a wonderful place and it's great. And she just wants dancers to succeed. And she just wants parents of dancers to have the tools to help them do that.
Yep. And I think she's seen it from multiple sides, which is really engaging.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, thanks again for joining us this week. If this was helpful to you, share it with somebody. Like, subscribe, all the good stuff. I don't know what to say. But, you know, we're still learning this. But thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this community. And we'll look forward to being back with you guys next week.
Have a great week.
Thanks, bye, guys. Everyone.